The year 2024 was marked by a series of extreme weather events that highlighted Africa's vulnerability to climate change. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Despite contributing minimally to global greenhouse gas emissions, the continent continues to bear the brunt of rising temperatures, severe droughts, and increasingly violent storms. A year of devastation. In January, Hurricane Bellol struck Mauritius, leaving thousands without power. By March, Cyclone Gamane had devastated Madagascar, displacing over 20,000 people and destroying 5,000 homes. Mesaw Hurricane Hadaya wreaked havoc on coastal regions of Kenya and Tanzania, further emphasizing East Africa's vulnerability to tropical cyclones. Flooding compounded the challenges. Torrential rains in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, destroyed roads and homes, exacerbating an already volatile conflict zone. The Sahel region also suffered, with devastating floods during the rainy season impacting Sudan, Nigeria, Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. Meanwhile, southern Africa grappled with prolonged droughts. Zambia's rainy season ended prematurely in January due to extreme heat, disrupting agriculture and energy production. Temperatures in South Sudan soared to an unprecedented 45 degrees Celsius, forcing the government to close schools for the first time due to a heatwave. Agriculture and hunger crisis. The agricultural sector, upon which 70% of southern Africans depend for their livelihoods, was hit hard. Severe droughts pushed millions into hunger, prompting countries like Lesotho, Malawi, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe to declare hunger crises as national disasters. According to the World Food Programme, 21 million children in southern Africa are now malnourished due to failed crops. Global warming reaches a new threshold. This year marked a troubling milestone in global climate trends. According to the Copernicus Climate Change Service, 2024 became the first year to surpass the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold, with temperatures averaging 0.14 degrees Celsius higher than in 2023. COP29 and climate finance. The 29th UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, brought renewed pledges from developed nations, the largest emitters of greenhouse gases. They committed to providing $300 billion annually by 2035 to support climate action. However, this figure falls drastically short of the $1.3 trillion that developing nations, including African countries, estimate is needed for adaptation and mitigation. The cost of inaction. Africa's economic losses from extreme weather events are staggering, estimated at 2-5% of GDP annually. Without sufficient support from the international community, the continent faces escalating economic and humanitarian crises. Looking ahead, the impacts of El Niño, coupled with insufficient climate financing, have underscored the urgency for stronger global action. As Africa continues to face the devastating effects of climate change, the international community must bridge the gap between promises and the reality of what is needed to safeguard the continent's future. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.